Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome. Welcome to Jules and Sarah, where spirits are high today.
Absolutely. Spirits are alive and kicking and cha-charing, and it's quite the Moulin Rouge in here on this. I know, we're quite bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, which is worth noting, because I feel like for the last couple of months on the podcast, we've been like, oh, God, what a week. What a week. Oh, I'm in a foul mood. That sort of thing. Yes, yeah, so
I mean,
actually,
we're podding a bit earlier. That's why. We're podding on a Tuesday. Yeah. And so, Sarah and I also saw each other in the flesh on Saturday.
We need to have a full debrief about. I feel like, because we haven't spoken about it, so I feel like we'll have a live debrief on the pod about what happened on Saturday. A sesh about the whole thing. But yes, we did. So we're a bit cock-a-hoop this morning. I think that's what's going on. I think we're all, yes, fresh as a daisy and woohoo, let's go. So Saturday, the thing is, I keep using the words baby shower because it is the only way to describe it. But baby shower makes me cringe a little bit. And I always said I just wanted to see my friends. And then, because I want to see everybody before, obviously, the baby comes. But also, I wanted everybody to come to me so that during the hot weeks of August, I'm not having to leave my house to make sure that I've seen everyone. I was like, I'll get everybody to come. I'll promise them a grazing table. I'll ply them with drinks and then they'll go on their way and I can lie down until September. That was my plan.
Well, and it worked terrifically.
Yes,
and came we did.
Yes, they flocked. They flocked. And I do need to share, Portslade crew, Jules, of all the things in the world that Jules could have brought me on this to celebrate my pregnancy, he bought me a loaf. He bought me an artisan farmer's market loaf, which you had made inquiries about the toasting
Long inquiries, long conversations in the rain, on the cobbled streets of my town, talking about this loaf. Because Portslade, I said to Sarah before, I was like, this isn't a baby shower to me. I don't do baby showers. I'm coming as if it
Neither
were a housewarming. I'm coming to a housewarming and we will do baby things when baby's here. But I, as a rule, baby showers send me west. But this actually, I will say, and I have credited you vastly, actually, it was an impeccable day. It was an impeccable day. She catered it with Bollinger, which I instantly regretted driving, but due to unfortunate public transport solutions, I had no choice.
Yes, that was upsetting, actually. I would like to, because I think the Portslade crew, I think you'll appreciate this, the Bolly was on offer. Just to say.
Yeah, well, I went to Majestic the next day and saw it, and I've also stocked up. You influenced me.
And can I just say, because I told everybody who was there, and I have talked about it on stories as well, and this is in no way affiliated, this isn't an ad, this isn't sponsored. Majestic, the level of service I received from Majestic was superb, actually. Superb. And they do glass hire. I hired all the glasses. And there was this moment that John and I were putting out the glasses in the morning, which always makes me feel like I'm in Father of the Bride. You know, when they're preparing for the wedding at their house, I sort of felt like Steve Martin for a moment, you know, Diane Keaton putting out the glasses. And I was like, oh, hang on. I won't put them all out. I'm not going to put them all out because there's nothing worse than coming to somebody's do and going, she was expecting a few more. Look at the glasses. I had this moment. I was like, no, don't put them all out. Don't put them all out. It'll look like people haven't turned up. It'll look like people... Better to be asked, is there any more glasses? Yes, sure. Better to get through the glasses rather than having twice as many as you need, which obviously I'd hired twice as many as we could have ever got through.
Do you return them washed?
You have to return them washed. That's all they ask. But you put a £1 deposit, £1 per glass, but you get it back. It's a free service and they deliver to your door. I did have to drive them back. But yeah, I slung them in the dishwasher, boxed them up.
Click and drop off.
Them back. Yeah, that was it. That was it. I did. Yes, you do have to wash them. I can't emphasise that enough. They can't be expected to give you them for free and wash them.
Well, no, the reason I asked was because of COVID. And then also because champagne flutes can be a real devil. They can be a real devil to get in and around.
Well, the clever thing about these was they were quite short-stemmed. And I thought they thought about this.
I did know that.
Yes. I was disappointed, to be honest. But what can you do? We had to go with it. We had to go with what we had on the day. That was that. Oh, short-stemmed champagne glass. That's really taken the edge off the whole occasion for me. Oh, my God.
Oh dear.
But we should mention the real talking point of the day. Which was the absolutely enormous, enormous paper lantern that I had.
Which I walked into the kitchen, said hello to Sarah, was like, hi everyone, did the rounds. And then I looked at it and I was like, well, what the hell is that?
What's going on over here?
What is that? And Portsmouth crew, I did put it on stories and I was like, I don't know what this is. No one responded because I don't think anyone else knew either. And it was like a big hexagonal octagon style spaceship with long things hanging down that looked like a cross between an oriental lantern and a piñata.
Yes, it was inquired several times, is it a piñata? It's so big. It's still up now, obviously. It's still hanging where it was hanging
on Saturday.
It's like
a giant jellyfish.
Yes, it is like a giant jellyfish. And then I looked at it on Sunday morning and I thought, actually, it's quite birthy. You know, it's quite woomy with the sort of...
You've had too long with it.
I know. I was like, the tentacles could be some sort of cervix. You know what I mean? I was like, could this be birthy?
Sarah, you need to open a window in your kitchen.
But I bought it, so I ordered it online and it came. This was Jules' favourite thing about it. It came in pieces and you had to put it together. No instructions. Didn't come with any instructions. It was very much figure this out for yourself. But it came with a packet of staples to put it together. And Jules was like, did it come with a stapler? I was like, no, just the staples.
It's too much. It's too much. God. There's no paper overfold. There's no fixtures to clip onto. There's none of that. It's just... Yeah, have some staples. We're not giving you a stapler. And your friend chaps just had to staple it together. So there it was. Yeah. If you got too close, you could have been nicked. It's a slight thorn on the rose about the lantern, really. Be careful. Don't be deceived by its beauty.
Chaps put it together when we did the decluttering almost 3 weeks ago now. So John was like, what? It's just been hanging around like some sort of flatmate. I did try to encourage people to take it. Anybody who vaguely
It was more of a strong word. Do you want it? Like, are you leaving? Do you need it? I was like,
take
no
it.
Chance.
I was like, nah, nobody, unfortunately, people, oh no, I'd love to, but I'm on the train, like this. But it is enormous. God knows what I'm going to do with it now. I mean, it's got shed written all over it, I think.
I think it would be good for a fancy dress.
As what?
I don't know, for one of the girls. I think you could fashion it into something, like as an alien or some kind of like underwater theme.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's got school play all over it.
It absolutely has got school
play. And I think that's where it will come into its own and people will be like, oh, your costume, wow.
Yes.
Where did you find such a thing?
You may well ask.
It was incredible, but Port Salut crew, it was the most exquisite day. It was exquisite.
Do you know, that's so kind. And one of the highlights, one of the absolute highlights really was the cake.
Mm, yeah. I came up on that cake. It was a lot of sugar. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that cake was so good that my friend Nadine, who has a raspberry allergy, pushed through so she could have some of the cake.
I know, I did. She did announce that she was raspberry intolerant. And then when it was sliced open and yeah. It had raspberries running through it, Nadine looked incredibly forlorn. I felt very sorry for her. I was like, oh, Nadine, you've got yourself so excited.
You know, she pushed through, though. She really did. She said, no, come on, I'll risk it. A closed throat is absolutely no problem to experience this cake.
I saw Lorna, your sister, who's a doctor there, with the EpiPen ready.
Yeah, Lorna was ready to pounce. Lorna, I'm sure you'll be fine here.
I heard Lorna actually grilling Nadine about her raspberry allergy. And Lorna was a bit like, so is it an allergy, Nadine? What happens? And Nadine was like, well, I get a little bit uncomfortable. And Lorna was like, but does your throat actually close up, Nadine? She was like, no, it's just a bit itchy. And Lorna was like, oh.
Yeah, fine, don't worry about that. Oh my gosh, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh my gosh, let's.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Port Salut crew, just as we started to record, there was a ring, ring, ring at my bell, so to speak, and we have had this lovely, charming, perfectly square card. It has been accessorized on the envelope, so I don't know if you can see here, with metallic garish stars.
Oh, no, I wouldn't use the word garish at all. It does rather put me in mind of the lantern.
Yes. Garish for me is not a negative word. It's how I describe a lot of things that are associated with you, Sarah.
Yes,
the shirt
I wore
at the weekend. I wore a shirt at Sarah's party. Sarah's like, oh my God, it's fabulous. Yeah. I was like, isn't it garish?
We must talk about that shirt. That shirt was exquisite. The shirt that Jules wore on Saturday was just, God, it was gorgeous. You looked fabulous.
Thanks, darling. I did not expect to meet your niece, Stella. And obviously when I'm around babies, I must hold them. I must have snuggles.
Yeah.
I ended up feeding Stella. We had a lovely time. Stella, the milk repeated on Stella and ended up on my shirt. So it came to a tense in moment. I was like, I'm just going to hand Stella back.
Yes, I mean, is it really a party until somebody's been sick on your new shirt?
Well, exactly. Oh, what a sweet card. So this is a square notelet and on it is Blossom. It's a picture of Blossom and then written over the Blossom, it says grateful. So
lovely.
I'm thinking this is some sort of affirmational notelets, which I don't know about you, Sarah, but this is very on brand. It's very on brand.
Very, very, very on brand.
It says, dear Jules and Sarah, see front of card. Yes, so pleased to have found your podcast. A big congratulations to you both on all your brilliant news. Love, love, love it. Corinne, and Corinne has written
a strange intonation. What a strange way to read a card.
No, Corinne has run out of space on the card, and then she's put so much more words can't explain. And she's from Dorset. She couldn't get her way around the card, but she's thrilled to have found the podcast. Great.
That's the main message here. Gosh, that was like it was coming through from the other side.
Yes, I did actually channel her then. My citrine crystal was just perfectly poised.
Oh God. Oh my gosh, just wonderful. And so delighted that the new PO box is in action. It is up, it is running, it's happening. Door to door, deliveries are being made, things are arriving, which I, for one, could not be more excited about.
What is funny, Sarah, did you ever get this with the PO box before? Probably not because you're in London, but here, I don't think many people have PO boxes. The postman just looks bemused every time he hands it over. He's like, Port Salut crew passing it over. It's like, what?
Oh no, they never questioned it for a second in London.
He looks so perplexed. I love it.
We adore you for writing to us. We adore you for sending us very on-brand cards and also very off-brand cards. We really appreciate those as well. Let's not forget. We will give out the address at the end of the podcast, but you saw gorgeous Ken this weekend.
I saw lovely Ken, and we met at King's Cross Station, and I had actually organised a little spa trip for us both to an amazing, amazing little spa. I'm going to shout it out, called Pre, and it's on Upper Street in Islington, and their whole concept is pre-night out, pre-wedding, pre-event, pre-whatever. So it's like express facials, great manis. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And if you need something, if you live in that part of London, I really, really rate it. I had a great facial, actually.
I do need to say one of my biggest highlights of the last few days has been the sight of Ken with an LED face mask thing on. Just wonderful. Just wonderful.
Well, it was so funny because I've never been to a spa with Ken, and I don't think Ken's ever been to a spa. And he sat down for his facial. And she started examining his skin. She said, there's a lot of dead skin here. Dad responded. He was like, I'm not surprised, I'm 54. I was like, no, he's 64.
54. 64 years worth.
She was like, we're going to give you a really good exfoliation. Then when she got
really
that,
good. she got out the sander.
And then she got out that LED mask. It was hilarious. Dad has never looked so good. He literally, it was like watching Tom Cruise on a red carpet walk out of that spa. He loved it. He absolutely loved it. And then we got to lunch, and Sarah actually told us about this restaurant called Margot, and I booked it. It was divine. I will say, Sarah, that it was the best tiramisu I've had in a long time.
Good
and I was telling Lucy Sheldon about this at your party. The tiramisu came in a glass dish, no bigger than a palm and no deeper than a hand, actually. And it came with a lid. And let me just tell you, I was not removing that lid. If you think I'm removing that lid, no. The waiters take the lid off and underneath is the tiramisu. It was perfection. Oh, it was perfection.
When you said it had a lid, I did think, is it a goo pudding? Is that what's gone on here? You're peeling
goo pudding?
The foil lid.
It was an exquisite glass lid that was gently removed.
Oh,
anyway,
heaven.
Ken, I was like, Ken, should we have a cocktail to start? He was like, yeah, let's have an espresso martini. I thought, oh my God, right, we're going straight into fifth. So it was quite the sesh. Anyway, I said, Dad, tell me about your walking holiday. Tell me all about your walking holiday.
Oh, it was fantastic. Me and Pookie had a great time. Absolutely lovely. He said, there was a big group of people doing the walking and doing the bird watching. He said, I don't know if I'd do it again with a group. He said, you know, I don't like being with lots of different people. He said, I really felt the pinch of the group one day when we did a big walk. And he said, I'll be honest, was the youngest member of the group. I was like, right. Oh, right, okay. And he was like, and we started the walk and it was a gradient. It was a gradient. It was a slow, steady gradient, but it was uphill. And he said, I could see some people were struggling on this hill. Sure. So Dad said he was like, I did what any solid walker would do, and I dropped to the back and I looked after the people that were struggling.
Oh, how impressive.
Dad said, it started raining. It started raining heavily and there was lots of wheezing. Anyway, Dad said, apparently one man was wheezing. Really...
Wheezing in the rain. My holidays in England.
But Dad said one guy did not look good. He did not look good. Oh, and Dad was dear. Like, oh, God.
What a worry.
He was like, this is going to go from bad to worse. Anyway, Dad said this guy leant against the rock in the rain. Dad said the tour guide was like, you go ahead, go and find the birds. They'll be there. You can come back.
Yeah.
Dad said they went round the corner, they spotted the birds, they did all of that. And Dad was like, I'm really worried about that guy round the corner. We need to just check if he's all
the
right.
The wheezing. Yeah, yeah.
Dad said he went back and this guy was leant against the water. And Dad said he did look pale. And Dad said all of a sudden, he keeled over on this
oh
rock.
Oh my God, Jules!
He keeled over on this rock and he said he went upside down. And Dad said, what was interesting when he went upside down was his Wellington boots emptied loads of water as he went. I was like, Dad, no, Dad. Anyway, the guy needed a bit of sugar. He needed a bit of a come round. He had a Mars bar. We were all right.
He needed an espresso martini, truth be told.
Dad said, we were going downhill and he wasn't struggling then. I'll tell you that for nothing. I was like, Dad. He said, and then he was in the bar at night having a pint of Guinness. I was like, oh.
Oh.
Anyway, Dad said the next day they were all a bit tired from the rain. They wanted to get out. And he said, sometimes with bird watching, you just don't have successful days. You don't have successful times. He said, we got in the bird hide. There was nothing. There was nothing doing, nothing there. And Dad said,
it must be very disappointing.
Well, Dad said, in usual times, he would have moved on. He'd have gone to find a different bird hide. Yes. He'd have gone shopping. He'd have had a pint. He'd have done something. He'd have been like, today's not the day. It's just one of those days. Dad said, I was that wound up. I got really cross in the bird hide and went, for fuck's sake, I've had enough. We're going. This is ridiculous. There's nothing out here. And the guy who keeled over the day before with Wellington boots full of water was like, do you fancy the pub? And they all went to the pub.
Right. I've had enough of this. Come on.
But Ken said he had a terrific time. Oh, he had a terrific time. Oh, and he was on really good form. Yeah, he made the best of it. Standard Ken. And what I did enjoy, Ken, after our lunch, we got back to King's Cross and Dad was like, we've got time for a snifter before I get on this train. I was like, Dad, this isn't a stag do. We were there. Boom. Large glass of white for the road.
Yes. I'll put it in this coffee cup. Don't worry about it.
And Dad, when Dad was ordering the wine, the waitress was like, any type of wine you'd like, sir? And Dad was like, dry white wine, please. I was like, oh, God, Dad.
Cold and wet. That'll do me.
Oh, God. Speaking of a dry white wine, how is June?
Speaking of cold and wet. June... Now, June was up with the lark this morning because I can confirm I rang the house. Lovely Lisa, the cleaner, who you're very familiar with, answered the phone.
Love, hiya, Lisa.
Hiya, love. I said, is she there? She said, no, she's been on the road. She was up and gone before I arrived. I said, God, Lisa. Anyway, she's gone to see Nanny Lula, right? But I can confirm I am going to June's. I am travelling up tomorrow. So I will be seeing June IRL for a couple of nights, which I'm very, very excited about. Can't wait. So I am going to go. So there will be news from June directly. And I do want to get to the bottom of what's happened with Douglas the Bull. But something that was very, very sweet was that Mum sent me a little gift to open on Saturday with my other gorgeous gifts. And it was this little sort of, well, it was a little white velour baby grow that had been my baby grow. It came with a note, but I messaged her and I said, oh, Mum, that was so sweet. That was so lovely. Like, what a gorgeous thing to
have.
What
a gorgeous gift.
Yeah, it was so perfect. It was the most gorgeous thing to open, like the most perfect hand-me-down from myself. A hand-me-down from me to me.
Yeah.
And I messaged her. I said, oh, Mum, it was so sweet. And she said, it was such a fluke. I found it. It was in a box where it had been for so many years. And it only went out in the stable. I wish I could remember who gave it for you. It's quite expensive looking, so we couldn't have bought it. So that's too... Oh, we would never have bought you something like that.
I thought you were going to be like, it was actually Lorna's.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't yours at all.
Yeah, no, we didn't buy that.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous. Thank you so much, June. And yes, looking forward to June's hospitality over the next couple of days. That's something very much to get excited about. Should we do a bit of news from the North?
Let's. This comes from themetro.co.uk. This is national news. News. Mum gets note from neighbour saying my kids don't want to see your ass out.
Oh my gosh!
Well, yes, what a gripping headline.
What a thing!
A mum had a shock when she found a handwritten note tucked under her car windscreen wiper telling her to shut your blinds when walking naked. Alex Taylor denied that she ever walked around naked with the windows visible, but said she did lock the door and turn her lights off, wearing a t-shirt over a pair of French knickers at 10:30 p.m. the night before.
I'm sorry, believe it. Could you just paint that image again, please? It's 10:30 at night and she's closing the curtains.
Yeah, in a pair of French knickers and a t-shirt. She was stunned to find the anonymous note around 8:30 a.m. yesterday in Chelmsford, Essex. The note reads, it would have been much appreciated if you could at least shut your blinds when walking around naked. Around your house, my kids do not want to want to see your ass out on show. Much appreciated, your neighbours. Mum of two, Alex, a car sales manager, said finding the note was bizarre, but admitted she often walks around wearing even less. They are lucky they caught me quite covered up on this occasion, she said.
Okay.
I'm quite comfortable in my own skin. I've got no problem with the way I look. It seems that the note is not going to make her cover up in a onesie at home from now on. It's my house. It's my rules, she said. It absolutely will not stop me walking around my home in an underwear and a t-shirt. She added, it's the most bizarre thing that's ever happened to me, which I think speaks volumes. I can't get my head around it. To be honest, they're lucky because normally I walk around in a lot less than that. I just went round as I normally do, locking up and turning all the lights off. I'm not too sure what their upbringing is to think that there's an issue, but also to think that it's okay to look in someone else's home and tell me how to dress. At first I was really shocked, and then I was so angry about it. I was livid that someone had the audacity, who was supposed to be my neighbour, to get out of the way and to leave a note on my windscreen rather than just knocking on the door and confronting me about it.
It's the anonymous nature of it. It's the facelessness.
The fact that they had to leave a note on my car rather than confront me face to face shows they weren't very confident in their argument. Alex shared the note on social media, where many people commented in support. One woman claimed, I would literally wait till dark, turn all the lights on and walk into each room, press my butt cheeks against every goddamn window with baby got back on full blast. Somebody said,
God!
I know, it's all kicking off in Chelmsford. another woman said, must have been an arse bum, babe. Someone's mister was clearly caught having a look. Another woman wrote, yes. I'm a naked neighbour and I couldn't care less. People shouldn't look into others' houses if they don't want to see. One woman wrote, T-shirt and underwear. You see more human flesh on the damn beach. Alex added, now I feel even more validated by the girls that have shown their support. Some of the comments have really cracked me up. If you've got a similar story, you can get in touch with the Metro by emailing them webnews@metro.co.uk.
Yes, the Metro would love to hear from you. I think the highlight for me of the story is the woman telling the journalist she was wearing French knickers, because you can tell she got a little thrill, didn't you? Oh, I was only in a T-shirt and French knickers. They were French. Write that down like this.
God, I'm so shy in the house. I'm really like, oh.
Oh, I'm terrible. Well, I've told you about my blind, haven't I? Like Naked Attraction. No, that's Blind Date.
I know, but the thing goes back, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Lovely. Brilliant. Well, as you know, Jules, if there's one thing we are on the podcast, it's topical. We have got the finger on the pulse of all the current affairs and events of the day. And so this has come from the Lancashire Post. England manager Gareth Southgate's surprise appearance in Lancashire Village. England may not have won the 2021 Euros, but it was not for the want of support. Just ask the residents of Chipping, near Preston. They were able to cheer on the England team on Sunday evening in the knowledge they had a VIP guest in the village that evening. The life-size balloon tribute to England manager Gareth Southgate appeared outside one of the historic village's most notable buildings, Brabin's Almshouses on Windy Street, in time to give passers-by a smile before the match.
Was he with his lantern? Gareth...
I've got to show you the picture. I've got to. Although Gareth and team didn't bring home the cup, the model was a salute to Gareth achieving his goal of getting England to the finals of the Euros 2021 before the feel-good bubble burst and England came to woe in the penalty shootout. And then there follows, to be honest, a selection of pictures of balloon Gareth Southgate, which I think it's actually very good. You can tell it
that
is
would be
him.
Good for a party. Yep. How big is it, Sarah? Yep.
It's massive. I'd go so far as to say it's almost life size. Hang on.
Imagine if it took off and like you were sat in your window and it just went past. You'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Yes. God, that would. I mean, that would be utterly terrifying.
Or if it was deflating and coming down from the sky and it just slowly went past the window.
Deflating would be deeply upsetting. A deflated version. And there's your picture on the WhatsApp there of Karen.
Oh my God. Portsaloo crew, we will be posting this. I'm going to schedule the post right now onto the Facebook group of the balloon Gareth Southgate, because the way that news is, I had imagined something completely different. This is way more than I thought it was going to be. I actually thought it was a printed picture of Gareth Southgate. I didn't realise it was actually the contours of his face are fashioned literally out of balloons. That is so much work.
Isn't it good? I think you know
who it was. Are available
for
events.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I don't know, Sarah. It looks a bit like Ken.
Well, why don't you ring them and see if it's still available? You could send it to Ken. Forward it on. And Jules, would you like a hypothetical question?
Yes. And let me clear my mind.
I think you're going to like this one. Jules, if you had to join the circus, what type of performer would you be?
Oh my God, this is something that I used to think about quite a lot. And now
believe it.
And I actually haven't revisited this thought process for quite some time. Now, things like swinging off a bar, trampolining, tightrope walking, holding things, that always appealed quite a lot. Mainly because I quite liked the skin tight, flamboyant costumes that comes with
sure.
it. I was never interested yes. in being, you know, one of those people with the top hat and tails. The showman. That does no. not interest me. No. I think sometimes I did fantasize about riding an elephant, you know, being some sort of sliding down the trunk and like leaping around and having the elephant yes. with me and doing this whole thing like da 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 little da 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 da. Or maybe on a tricycle. I think that could be fun. I also think I would be a good clown, but people are terrified of clowns, and I don't want people being scared of me.
No, no, no. You don't want to put anyone. You don't want to exclude anyone.
No, not everyone. The inclusivity table, of course. I think I'm going to go. Oh my God! No, I know what I'd do. I would like to do the one where they get on the dive board. And they leap and they dive into the very tiny pool of water.
Yes!
But no one knows how it's done. That's what I'd be interested in doing.
Yeah, that's good.
Or a magician's assistant and get sawn in half.
Yeah, I think you would be a phenomenal magician's assistant, can I just say?
I also, can I just say, have a friend, Leslie, who was a magician's assistant,
oh
who is
God,
coming
Leslie.
To the wedding, and you will meet Leslie, and she has the pictures of her in half.
Oh my
it's
God.
So good.
Do you think there's any chance of her doing a turn at the wedding? Do you think there's any chance?
I'll put in a request.
Yes. I think people would really appreciate that. People would really enjoy that.
Especially as she unzips out of her wedding gown and into her magician's attire.
She could be the registrar. She could be marrying you and then it turns into a thing. She could slip into the box when you're signing the certificate. That's
not the first time I've been told that.
Oh my gosh, Portslade crew, we adore you for listening. Thank you so much for being here. We love you, we love you, we love you. You can write to us. We love that. The P.O. Box address is...
The Portslade crew HQ, P.O. Box 300...
ME13...
3DP.
Please do get on in there. And we always finish on Jules's affirmation of the week. That's right, we've dropped the word. It really is. It's just
good
affirmation
riddance.
Central. Sit, good riddance. Sit back and absorb this wisdom.
I adapt and change to my circumstances. I flow like a river.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.